It's the weekday wake up, Swift 98, the Spur, and the SVI Radio Network. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment, and it is my pleasure and honor to have with us over the phone this morning in Western Wyoming, First Lady of Wyoming, Jenny Gordon. Mrs. Gordon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Welcome. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about the Wyoming Hunger Initiative and specifically a new program as part of this with Food from the Field and really making some business partnerships around the state to make this work. Let's first start with Food from the Field. It's such a great concept. Tell us where this idea came from and kind of how it's rolling out across the state of Wyoming.
Sure. Well, I am a hunter, and I've always enjoyed hunting, and of course, harvesting is such a blessing to everyone, and thinking that maybe there are times that people have an abundance and are willing to share and maybe want to donate to those in need. So it just really married up with one of my hobbies as well as the initiative, which is to help, feed people in Wyoming, and particularly children.
So as hunters across the state are going out and they harvest from the hunt, they're able to then donate their catch, I guess, to this program. Is that how it works?
Sure. They can donate all or just some of their harvest. They do have to go to an approved processor because, of course, with some of the diseases in our state, particularly chronic wasting, we want to ensure that none of the meat is tainted with that. And so the processors that are signed up actually know how to extract the lymph nodes and do that test and hold on to the meat until the test results get back. So we currently have three processors in the state, and one of them, of course, is in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it was actually just recently announced a partnership with Star Valley Meat Block, which is located in Afton. And they're partnering, actually a donation received from Worland, from Admiral Beverage from Worland, so that they could have the space and facilities to store the meat. And so people just take their meat directly to Star Valley Meat Block then? Is that how it works?
It is. And Tylee and Grant Williams have just been amazing champions of this program. And they will go ahead and get the lymph node if it hasn't already been extracted. They'll hold on to the carcass until the result is back, and then they'll process it. And one of your wonderful citizens up there, Sierra Miller, who's also one of our regional directors for the Wyoming Hunger Initiative, works hand in hand with her to get the meat and get it distributed to food pantries all over the area.
Well, it is a fantastic idea and a fantastic program. So it's been rolling out as we speak. Have you seen success from this already? I know the season's still very early heading into the hunting season, but are you seeing some donations begin to come in?
Sure. She has had, as of yesterday, had 10 donations of deer. And I'm really happy about that. You know, it's going to be good meat that goes straight, good protein for those folks who need it most.
We're again speaking with Wyoming's First Lady, Jenny Gordon, today during the weekday wake-up. Mrs. Gordon, as far as the Wyoming Hunger Initiative itself goes, this has been quite the undertaking and timely, of course, with everything that's gone on during the year 2020. Talk to us more about the Wyoming Hunger Initiative and maybe some of the great response that you've seen across the state of Wyoming because of the Wyoming Hunger Initiative.
Oh, absolutely. We are very, very blessed here in this state. When I grew up in a very large family, and we always had enough, but it was just enough. And so when my husband was successful in the governor's race, I knew I wanted to work on hunger and childhood hunger in Wyoming. And what I really wanted to do was not to reinvent the wheel, because there are folks all over the state that have been working in this area for so long. But I just really wanted the initiative to really highlight them, give them networking capabilities with other groups, and just support them in any way we could. And so that's how it was born. It's only a year old now. COVID has really accelerated the need in our state, and I am really proud to say that we've been able to support our local pantries throughout the state with over $200,000 worth of donations to date.
You know, you mentioned Sierra Mitchell at the Afton Food Pantry and her kind of regional role that she's taken with the Hunger Initiative. And as we've talked with food banks and food pantries from around Lincoln County. Kind of the same theme has been the need is more than you think. And even in small town Wyoming, there certainly is a need for these types of programs.
Yes, and Sierra, you know, has really put her heart and soul into it, and she goes way above and beyond and really gets us information if there's a need, if someone needs a freezer or a fridge, if some of the local pantries, even she has a pretty big area down into Uinta as well as Sweetwater County, and she just gets that information back to us so we can really support them and make sure everyone who is hungry has access to really good, healthy food. And Food from Wyoming, of course, is always the healthiest.
Wyoming First Lady Jenny Gordon joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. First Lady Gordon, again, thanks so much for your time. Anything else that you'd like to mention about Food from the Field or the or this program to continue to help feed the families of Wyoming?
Well, yes, I first of all just want everyone to know that this is a really tough time, and accessing food from a pantry is probably something that people haven't done before if they've recently lost their job. So just be aware that that's what that's there for, and people really want to help, and you can always pay it forward when you're in a better position, because we all anticipate that will happen. But just really know that it's there, know that people care about you, and that we're all working together to make sure Wyoming stays fed.
That again is Wyoming First Lady Jenny Gordon today on the Weekday Wake Up. Mrs. Gordon, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, and have a great day.